Bank.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll get resolved.
Yeah, I'm looking under the guy's car in front of, the girl's car in this case, in front of me, and it looks like something's bouncing around like her exhaust system, but I can't really tell.
You know, it's funny, Dave Schneider's son was telling me when they were going home, I don't know if it was yesterday or from another event not too long ago, the gas tank when his truck dropped out, or something broke, and then broke the strap on the gas tank, so that gas tank is dragging along the highway, spilling gasoline. They were lucky to get over the side and be safe, but then they had to come out with the fire department and put down foam and things like that.
Yeah, well, that's the way to do it. Anyway, where was he?
I'm not sure. I think he might have been coming home from Pennsylvania, and I don't think it was Mirfest, so it might have been Pennsylvania. And they're upstate somewhere not far from Margaretsville.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I just remembered something. I got to make a phone call. Will you excuse me for a prompt? I may not be back until after I'm done with my appointment.
Yeah, well, if I said no, I want to excuse you, that's not going to have any real value anyway. Yeah, of course. Talk to you later, KCK and me.
Let me be choosy. Okay, that takes care of that. WB2ZSA.
Alright, just had to measure something. I'm back.
Yep. Where am I? Oh, I'm actually making good time. I got my car washed, and I'll be at my appointment a minute or two early.
Alright, well, that's a good thing.
The phone call I made turned out, I got the, hi, we're extremely busy right now, so if you want to, you can call us back later, which I opted for.
And I missed part of what you said there.
Yeah, my phone call didn't go through. They're busy.
It's too early for me to put my hearing aids in, you know.
Oh, don't look at me. It was surprisingly a light day yesterday, and I would have thought it would have been the ideal day for the flea market. You know, not hot where you'd want to go to the beach, but comfortable.
Yeah, it's interesting because we started, or just started putting the people back against the fence there because there was an opening there, and, you know, because of the pandemic, we don't really know what to expect. Now, normally, pre-pandemic, that parking lot next to you there would have been full of people going to the Korean church, you know, right there. So, at other times, people have pulled in there, parked, and then just walked in. So, we wanted to block it. So, he started there, and I think he was very meticulous in filling spaces, leaving no spaces in between, which might have happened if we started from the center out. So you had three rows plus the back fence, and I'm thinking, I was trying to figure out how many spots actually went, and it's probably almost 60 spots, but it was very compact, whereas normally it might have been spread out a little bit more. And then also, if it were more to the center, then the Aries table and John with his plaques and Jim and even Limark would have, you know, all made it look a little fuller. But from that point of view, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't horrendous. And we think that there was probably about 300 people in attendance.
Yeah, I was going to say, it started to pick up after 9:30, I think.
Yeah, we, you know, Limark members get in at no charge for the outdoor ham fest. So, to be honest with you, we should do a better job of counting, but it's really not the most important thing. The important thing is getting people in not having them wait on lines and figure out, you know, who's who. They show their Limar card, we give them a pass, and they go in. If we kept better tabs of the wristbands, and again, that might be a possible thing, but... And then when I'm getting the vendors in the morning, again, the goal is to get them in and, you know, not get involved with the wristbands and making sure that they have them, because, you know, they're going past me and pulling in, so obviously they've paid for what they're, you know, what they're doing. So, but, you know, again, going back and counting money and figuring out how many spaces and so on and so forth, again, it looks like about 300.
Okay. I've seen that get stuffed into the indoor market, too.
Yeah. That, you know, that has... That's fallen off a little bit, but... Again, well, you know, you lose vendors too, and then the other thing, by the way, yesterday, which was my fault, I didn't look at a calendar. It was Shavuos. I have no doubt that we lost some people to that, including some vendors, because it was Shavuos. But because I had to work with the management there, and they had to make sure that it was going to be okay, I just picked the first Sunday. And that gave us the opportunity to have the second Sunday as a rain date, which we've never done. But, you know, whatever. So that was, I'm sure, a few people here and there.
Yep. Understand. I'm terribly surprised that traffic was as good as it was getting to where I am. It's, like, strange. It's a regular work day. You know, work day, and either that or nobody crashed.
Yeah, well, bite your tongue, because you know what'll happen. You'll get stuck right in the middle there. All right, anyway, let me get back to what I'm working on. I'll catch you later. WB2ZIT, KDKB.
Okay, talk to you later. WB2ZIT.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2WWD on the air. Good morning, everyone.
W2VL repeater.
MQ7 Tango Victor Romeo in the United Kingdom. It's Peter on Echo Link.
NY2HWB2ZSA.
NY2H Mobile.
Oh, hello.
How you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling fine.
I apparently just caught up in traffic, and I may have to make a pit stop, but if I don't, it says I'll be there about, 10:05, but I'm going to have to take a couple of minutes, but I'm on my way, Jose.
The audio cut out after a couple of minutes.
Oh, I said I'm on my way, Jose.
Jose, can you see? All right. I may stop for a brew. The coffee kind. Not the sudsy kind. And I have two IFRs, some connectors, and a newly refurbished, needing to be re-jumpered and reprogrammed SCOM controller.
Okay, well, we're gonna have to bring the book up on that.
I'm gonna have an interaction with PD, I think.
You
know, you're going to get there before me, so you could probably take it and, you know, open it up and start re-jumpering.
And Y2H Mobile.
I'm presuming you did not hear me. I said, if you're going to get there before me, you could open it up and start re-jumpering.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, we were at an intersection, and it was me, another car, and a police car. So, you know, I got to the intersection first. I was yielding to the police car, and then she was insisting that I go first, so I went first. But then I stopped, and I chatted with her. Oh, they cut trees down here. So we had a good chat, but she was on a call, so she had to leave. Yeah, I could start. Well, I got to get the coffee, and then I have to see how that settles. That should give me some, that's liquid ambition.
Okay, as long as it's not liquid inhibition. Okay, I'm going to make a pit stop in the next couple of minutes, I think. I've been waiting till I get all the way out there.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. By the way, anyone listening, the Selden machine will be subject to scheduled maintenance today, so your access to it may be spotty. This is NY2H Mobile.
K2MJP.
Yeah, what's up, Matt? K2PJD. How do you read me coming through the Queen's machine?
Sounds good. Sounds good. A little bit of like an echo, but I think that's the room you're in, right? If I remember.
Yeah, I'm using the desktop mic. I'm gonna switch over to the machine that's by me. I wanna see if it's different.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, not an echo, more of like a hollow sound.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. How about now? Any difference in the audio quality?
Actually, a little bit more echoey right now, or hollow sounding.
Yeah, this is a machine in Selden. Actually, let me switch microphones. I want to try something out. One second.
WWD, good morning.
Yeah, station recognized. You got K2PJD. Matt, how do you hear me now? It should be a lot better.
Yeah, sounds better. Sounds better.
Yeah, call me station, go pick it up. You got K2PJD, name is Phil, and I'm on talk, I'm going to go ahead.
KD2WWD, good morning, my name is Chris, I'm from Oceanside, testing out my new antenna now that I have some time.
Yeah, you're sounding good. There's a little bit of a hiss in there. I don't know if it's the radio you're on or the actual signal, but there's a slight hiss, but otherwise, sounding good.
KD2WWD, great, I'm on mobile right now, so... That's good to hear. I was using a CB radio, and then I forgot who it was. Somebody told me not to use that because it'll blow my radio.
You said you were using a CB antenna?
Yeah, I was using a CB antenna, but it wasn't like a long deal. I was just doing it for a couple times.
Yeah, your SWR is probably going to be high with that. That's pretty offhand.
Yeah, somebody was telling me that, and I was like, okay, so I was using my dad's old CB antenna on my truck, and they said, whoever it was said, don't use the CB antenna, just stop talking because you'll just blow it. So I said, okay, fine. So I went and bought a new antenna from, where was it? Well, Wilcott, something like that, .com.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you definitely want to have a, you know, dedicated antenna for the band you're talking on, that's for sure. It makes a huge difference. The antenna is everything in this hobby.
Before long, I'm just going to have a giant radio tower on my truck.
Okay, so which radio are you using now?
I think it's the Anytone 578, 579, something like that.
Okay, and you said you're in Oceanside. How many watts does that radio put out?
I have no idea. I don't remember. When I bought it, it was like a year ago, and I was using like a magnet antenna on my truck, and I found out that it's leaking. The wire going into my truck was causing a leak inside, so I took the antenna off, and I haven't really used anything since then for a year, so I don't remember what it is now.
Okay, I got you. Oh, you're making a machine. You got a good signal. The hiss has gone away. I think it might have been the link, because I don't know if you know this repeater has two links, one in Selden and one in Queens, Glen Oaks. You're going into the Queens link, so maybe that's something to do with that. But yeah, you're making it. Sounded good.
That's good, that's good. I'm glad glad it's working for me.
Yeah, K2MJP.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, roger, roger. Good morning, Chris, I think your name was. And yeah, Phil, sounding good now. I don't know if you moved away from the mic a little bit, but audio sounding good. I'm on 10 watts. I guess I'm making it into the machine.
Yeah, you got a good signal. Definitely making it in. You can probably get in with 1 watt with that antenna.
I rolled it down to 5. Still hear me okay?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you can even, I know it doesn't have a setting for 1 watt, I don't think, but once you get that antenna, man, you can do a lot of things. I'm actually running 50. I'm just too lazy to turn the power down, but I am going into the Queens machine, so I'm making it all the way from here with no static, apparently. It's nice.
All right, very good. Let me turn it over to Chris. I think it was KD2WWD. Was it David at the end?
Yep, that's right. I'm Chris, KD2WWD.
All right, good morning, Chris. Where are you mobile right now?
I'm leaving Oceanside, going into Long Beach now.
All right, very good. Very good. Nice to meet you. Name here is Matt. And I heard you met Phil. And yeah, very good. I'm just at the QTH over here in Franklin Square.
KC2G.
Breaking station, I'll come through.
Yeah, you're in Franklin Square. Is that German restaurant there? Plattsturz or whatever it is? Is that still around?
Yeah, the Plattsturz, yeah, that's still around. It's over just on the border of Franklin Square and Elmont on Hempstead Turnpike.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I used to live in Long Island years ago. I live over in New Jersey past 38 years. So, yeah, I remember going to that place a lot of times. A lot of good food. Okay, let you get back to it. KC2G. Name's Jeff over here in Wall Executive Airport in Wall, New Jersey. Only using 5 watts because height is the power here. So we can hit this all the way all day long with 5 watts over there.
Wow, it's pretty good, pretty good. From New Jersey, you're making it in. Yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah, the Plattsturz is nice. They have a nice beer garden area. It's pretty nice in there. If you ever get over there, check it out again. But all right, let me send it over to Phil, K2PJD.
Yeah, hello to the new station there. Good morning. Yeah, Matt, I sent you a picture of the mic that I'm using now. So this mic tends to be a lot more clear. I like the audio quality better. The desktop mic is also good. You know, if you don't have to hold it in your hand and stuff, but because of the room I'm in, it creates that certain echo.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, the Mike's pretty cool. Motorola. You love you love Motorola stuff. But yeah, no, you're sounding good now. Very, very strong audio.
WB2CSC.
Yeah, go ahead, K2PZD.
Was that a Motorola desktop mic you were using before? Because the audio gain on it sounded loud.
Yeah, if you were listening a few minutes ago, yeah, that was a desktop mic.
The one that looks like an L?
Yeah. It does have an adjustment for the mic gain. It's on the bottom. I just haven't touched it yet because I actually don't use that mic too much.
Yeah, because the 1000 series did have a mic adjustment, gain adjustment. You had to take the four screws off of the top of it, well, off of the top of the back of the mic, and then you could get to the you can get to the board and the pot that was in there. This one sounds like it's a newer version.
Yeah, it definitely is a newer version. It's the RMN5050A. I'm using a Motorola XPR5550E.
Yeah, well, if you adjust the gain down a bit, it'll sound as good as this one, I'm sure. They have a tendency of leaving it up high in case you're using it in certain dispatch offices.
Yeah, it does have a setting. You're going to take out a few screws and, you know, you can adjust it. But like I said, I don't really use it too much, so I like the handheld mic better. The audio seems to be perfect on it from what I hear.
Okay. Just giving you a heads up on that. They pretty much stayed true through the design electrically. You know, although they've gone to different components, it seems that everybody's discontinuing parts these days. Anyway, I'll let you guys continue. I just wanted to let Lou know that I'm back on the road again, and I'll probably be there in half an hour.
And right to H, I'm on the hill on my way up. Got my coffee. Good morning, Phil. Phil, we're going to be down in Selden, Lou, working on the machine today, just so you know. NY2H.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, K2MJP. I'm going to sign up, Phil. I got to run up and grab the baby. And he's screaming there in the crib. So yeah, good catching up with you, and I'll catch you soon. Good to get you from the QTH here.
That sounds good. I'll catch you later, K2PJD. I'm not sure we get to next.
All right, very good. K2MJP, I'll be clear. 7-3. Chris, if you're still out there on mobile, 7-3 to you too.
KD2WWD. I'm still here. I'm actually getting to my destination, so I gotta go myself. 73, guys.
No, man, take care. Nice meeting you. Enjoy the rest of your day, K2PJD.
KZ2G. Do you know who runs the Technic now that they started that back up again after the other guy passed away? Who's running the Technic now, and what night is it on? It said Sunday, but then when I looked on your site, it said Saturday, so kind of conflicting information there. Would you happen to know?
Technic is on Sunday nights, 8 o'clock.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's, I always enjoyed listening to that. The guys before I know was excellent. I'll put in, the other guy is just, I'm pretty sure the other guy that stepped up to his place is just as knowledgeable there. But I enjoyed that for years over here.
NY2H Mobile. Yeah, I just pulled up to the site.
Okay, I'm on my way. I just pulled out of the driveway. I bought the two ladders, so we should be good.
Excellent. All right. See you in a bit. NY2H Mobile.
I'll be there in about 5 minutes.
fly mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2CSC.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.